Welcome to the CBS and Days edition of Daytime Confidential, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we discuss Sarah Brown's arrival on Bold and the Beautiful, Hope and Carly have it out on Days of Our Lives, Lily fights for her life on YNR, and is Meredith Hagner out on As the World Turns? All this and much more on today's show, so stay tuned. Jillian, welcome.
Buena.
Mel, welcome.
Hey.
Let's discuss Bold and the Beautiful, Jillian. Sarah Brown went from being on General Hospital 1 week to being on Bold and the Beautiful the next week. What did you think? First impressions.
Oh, they have Sarah acting all sneaky, all freaky sneaky. That's what she does best. And I know it's going to be great. I loved it. I loved it. I love how they brought her in. They brought her as some trailer trash girl who is trying to hustle Nick and Bridget. I love it. This is, you know, they're just bringing about some awareness of just because you see someone with a pretty face and a good background doesn't mean that they should be carrying your kid in their belly. So that, I like that. But all in all, Sarah Brown, you know, this is Sarah Brown. Luke, she's going to bring it. She's going to bring the thunder, and I'm enjoying it. I love it. Love it.
And what do you think of the foreshadowing that they did? Maybe I missed it, but, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when I was watching the episodes, I didn't see an explanation of why she already had all the baby supplies. So it, to me, that would sort of imply that either she's lost a child in the past, or she's obsessed with having a child in the present, in which case that may not bode well for Bridget and Nick.
Could be, but who knows? Who knows? I'm glad that they're really not leaking it all out about her. It sounds as though she may be somebody who's lost a child before, and she's just eager to have another one. Who knows? We don't know. Brad Bell might change just at the drop of a dime. I'm just hoping he doesn't screw it up, because he did with Whip. Rickhurst Whip. Let's just hope that he doesn't screw the pooch with this, because he has some good people in his stables. He needs to utilize them.
Well, and Sarah Brown arrived, but there was also news this last week that Betty White is returning. How fantastic is that?
I ain't got no hate on Betty White. I mean, I'm like, woohoo, Betty White's back. I'm like, okay, Betty White's back. I mean,
okay. Well, she's a national treasure. Not to be confused with the National Velvet. Okay. What did you think of Steffi all of a sudden being put in charge of a photo shoot? Because I was watching it this last week. It's like, okay, she's rising fast.
You know what? It's true. It was just, it's just too, that was, I know it's a 30-minute show, but that was too fast, because wasn't it Monday's episode where she and that snot-nosed brother of hers were complaining to their mama, the Logans are running everything. I said it on Twitter, and this is why I had to get Smitty, because Smitty was talking crazy like I'm a Taylor fan. Taylor, I had to agree with Taylor, because Taylor's always been the voice of reason. It's, you know, it's only been like a while she's been acting like an idiot, but Taylor was the voice of reason when she was like, well, you know, oh, we don't, when they were complaining, she doesn't talk to us. Well, have you tried to talk to her? Well, no, you know, she's not going to like our ideas. Well, have you tried to get your ideas across? Well, no. Well, I thought she said, you know, she said it, and it's a little schizo again. Once again, she said that Katie out of the Logan sisters has always been the reasonable one. And I thought that was schizo, because wasn't it a few weeks ago when she tried to call Katie a hoe? But anyways, she said Katie's always been the reasonable force. Oh, woo, sorry. She's always been the reasonable Logan sister. And then those kids act so snotty. Oh, my God, Mom, you're taking her side. And she said it in a subtle way. But what she, you know, she broke it down. And I'm going to say it how I think Taylor meant it. This is what she meant. You need to stop being try to use nepotism because you're a forester. That doesn't mean you're going to have the doors open to you in the fashion world. You need to carve your own niche. You need to make your own way. You need to pave your way. And I like the fact that she brought that home. And then all of a sudden, this little girl came up with an idea, and it's all fantastic. And now it's inspiring Ridge to design. You mean to tell me, in order to get Ridge to jump on board on things, is to kiss up under his bratty kids? I mean, it's what. And then all of a sudden, she messing with Bill. It's like, what is that?
Yeah,
It's. I said it to Jamie, and I said it to you before, Luke, as well, also offline. They don't know what to do with this girl. They really don't. They paired her with Marcus. That was a bust. It still could be hot if they would recast that boy and put Blighton McClure in that role. That's my take. They paired it up with Marcus, that was a dud. They paired it up with Rick, that was a bigger dud. They tried to pair up with Owen. Jackie and Owen fans weren't trying to hear that. Now they're pairing her up with Bill. It's like they're testing her out. They need to recast Marcus. That's a given. I will stay that till the cows come home. He needs to go. Texas Battle needs to go. That's a battle he lost. He needs to go, and they need to recast that girl who plays Steffi also, because they're always trying to pair her up with someone to make her break out, and it's not working. You either bring in a younger man for her or recast that girl. They don't know what to do with her. I don't like this whole she jumping her step aunt's soon to be husband's bones. They're trying to make her, you've heard me say this before, you've heard it here first, folks, they're trying to make her a mini Brooke, and she's no Brooke Logan. They try to make her a mini Brooke with Stephanie's chutzpah, but she is not her grandmother. She only has her grandmother's name and some of her grandmother's DNA, and she's no Brooke Logan. It's not happening.
I will not disagree with you there at all. What did you think of the actual photo shoot this last week?
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't really nothing to write home about.
So, Jillian, is it just me, or does it seem like Eric's being put out to pasture? I mean, he gets put out to pasture every other year or something like that, but he'll disappear for a while.
I told you that when that Justin came on and Stephanie getting her stroke. I called it. I said, that's just a tool. That's a vehicle to reunite her with Eric. And Justin is going to be there to scoop Donna's ass up. That's all that is. I actually do like Donna and Justin because they were a little hot. I was like a little fly. I was thrown aback when he was like, Donna, take my hand. I'm thinking he gonna sing some gospel, and he's like, you know how they do, Mel. Take my hand, Lord. I'm like, oh, Lord, he gonna do a gospel with this girl. And then he said,
oh, glory.
Yes, I thought he was going there. And I was like, oh, Lord, no. And then he says, you know, we used to be hot together. We were in love, and let me quench your desire. I was like, oh. That came out of nowhere. I was like, oh, my word. I had a Mel moment. I was clutching my pearls. I was like, oh, my word.
I ain't got no pearls, but okay.
Whatever. Clutching your hanky, your doily, whatever.
I ain't got no pearls. No hankies, nothing.
Whatever. You do that when Dave has a love scene. But anyways.
Look. It was like a whole week.
We don't get love in the afternoon, so I'll take it where I can get it. So, shit. But, yeah, that was like, oh, wow. Like, Donna was flabbergasted and show his eye when he was like, your desire. I was like, oh shit. I was like, oh wow. Yeah, Eric knows. That's when he came to that photo shoot. Not photo shoot. He came to the catwalk looking crazy. He knows that young boy is coming to take his woman. He know. Eric can't compete with Chocolate Thunder. No, that's Jamie. No. Eric, no, he can't compete with the soul over there. I'm sorry. Meanwhile, I will have a rant about Texas Battle and his outfits. Look, I get that y'all are trying to make him it fit that he is Donna's son with that guy who plays Justin, but it's not working out. You dressing him in things that are two sizes too small does not equate him to being looking younger. It looks stupid. He looks silly. Recast the role and move on. Go over to Maria and say, look, we've been playing tic-tac-toe with all these chess moves. You don't use the boy who plays Devon. Let me take him off your hands, please.
Mel, were you able to keep up with Carly's return this last week on As the World Turns?
Oh, yes, and it was wonderful. I just like how they had her first show up with who else? Jack. Oh, Carly and Jack. Okay. Anyways, no, she was good this week. I'm gonna go right to the point. When she confronted Craig and Rosanna about their affair, it was soapy because she left and then she came back in the room and was like, "What the hell is this, Craig and Rosanna? You've been sleeping with my sister, Craig." I love the line that she gave Rosanna. She was like, "Rosanna, after I left, you were supposed to be taking care of my children, not going bumping the night with Craig. What the hell?" I loved it, loved it, loved it. And then Rosanna tries to go back to Carly's house to stay in Carly's house, and she wasn't having it. Carly had all her stuff and threw it in her face and was like, "Get the hell out. You can't stay here no more." And she turned around and did the same
Thank
thing
the
to Craig.
Craig. Yep.
And they was both outside holding their clothes looking stupid. I'm like, there you go. Carly Tenney is back. My girl is back.
And Mora West and Carly deserve the promos they give her because it is amazing to have her back. And the scenes with her opposite of Janet, when Janet goes, "Not everything about is about you, Carly," it was like, ooh, here we go.
I
They're
like that.
setting this up again.
Yeah,
That's why she's gonna
and they
lose
are. You
all
can tell
fans.
because, of course, Carly came back right, boom, in a scene with Jack. So it's like, uh-oh, they fixing to start this again. And I love me some Julie Pinsons versus Mara West. So it's gonna be good.
Well, and speaking of Julie Pinson, her character's daughter, portrayed by Meredith Hagner, might be on the way out. TV Guide Canada's Nelson Branco reported that she may be on her way out. What do you think? Would this be a loss for As the World Turns if Meredith were to pick up and go? Because she appeared in Royal Pains this past summer, which was a huge hit on USA, and supposedly there's other things of interest in her, I should say.
Run, Meredith, run! I don't blame that girl. She's trying to go. They got her doing too much crazy minutes. One minute she pregnant, next minute she done fell down.
But
Oh,
she
no,
does it so
didn't.
well.
No,
Yeah.
she gotta go. Go. Go,
No,
go,
I
go.
think she is very good. And would it be a loss to As World Turns? Hell to the yes. Oh my God. Because, okay, we were talking about this on Performer of the Week. They have, in terms of the younger
They have two
cast,
people, her
they
and Nick
have
Hazen.
her, Mick Hazen, and
Not
Alexandra Chandra.
Alexandra Chando,
Yes, they no,
Yes,
I
they.
put her in there. They have Alexandra Chando. Other than that, they really don't have a lot of people. And if you take away Meredith Hagner out of Mick Hazen's story, it's not a really lot he can do. He can always have Michael Park and Mara West, but he needs somebody younger to interact
And
with.
they haven't introduced a character for
Exactly.
him. At least when they had Aaron and Allison and Lucy, they had three people. So when one of them left, they were able to sort of focus on the other two. In this case, there isn't anything. And the other thing about this is, in terms of young adult casts, the people on General Hospital like are a little bit older, but Mick Hazen and Meredith Hagner, I've always compared them to the four on One Life to Live, where you have Kristen Alderson, Brandon Buddy, no, yeah, Brandon
Yes,
Buddy,
Brandon Buddy, yeah.
Jason Tam, and Brittany
Brittany
Underwood.
Underwood.
And so it's like, okay, if we lose Meredith Hagner on As the World Turns, and then what happens to Mick Hazen?
That's what I worry about.
Mckayson,
Go ahead, Julian.
I said Mckayson gonna tell her, "Oh, tell your agent to hook me up." That's what he gonna say.
I don't want her to leave. I understand if she needs to go though and do the damn thing and get her career going, but I don't want her to leave, so.
And speaking of leaving, Jack took a trip down to Philadelphia, ran into Ben,
And
and
watch them Yankees spank the Philly. No, let me stop.
oh,
I'm not in that.
and then he ran into a Ben, and then on Friday's episode, it looks like he was jumping off a building with a Ben. What'd you think?
Jumping off of buildings? What the hell?
Okay. I like that Jack had to leave because he couldn't handle what happened to Brad. And then he ran into my boy, Ben Harris, who I loved from back in the Gap and Jack and their friendship. Oh, loved it. But here comes the jump the shark moment. Jack has to have a conversation with Benjamin
Franklin.
Franklin on top of what was it, City Hall or something?
Some building.
Okay, some building in Philadelphia. What the hell? Benjamin Franklin, for real? As the World Turns, for real. Y'all were doing so good, and then, oop, all of a sudden. No, I
they
can't.
give
I
can't.
Jean Passanante, did they let her out of her cage? Did
Yes,
she?
they did.
Well, I don't know what happened.
She stopped playing Bejeweled herself and started messing up again.
So, okay, question then. If it hadn't been someone in character as Benjamin Franklin, would do you think that it would have been a decent story if it wasn't Benjamin Franklin, if he was still doing the same thing where he was talking to someone who was threatening to jump, and then it ends with, let's go jump together?
It would have been better because it wouldn't feel so cartoony. Like, I
Wait
felt
a
like.
minute. Okay. Isn't Killer Kreisman on As the World Turns?
Yes, he is.
Didn't he write that same whole let's jump together mess with Dinah and
Oh, and Shane.
Yes, so
Ooh,
there
you're
you
so
go.
right.
You borrowing again. I'm about to bust you for that. No,
Liv just
no.
caught you on rewriting your own scripts.
Remix As the World Turns style. No. That's why your show got canceled. Stop with that mess. If you're finally out of them studios and where is it? Brooklyn? Utilize it. Do so. P-Bat Junior, I should say. Utilize it. Utilize it and stop trying to rewrite your old stuff. It sounds as though, well, it didn't work on Guiding Light, so let's try it on As the World Turns. Don't do that. Don't do that at all.
I just watching the scenes. I now that Carly knows that Jack was in Philadelphia, do you expect her to go after him to try and rescue her, him? Her to try to rescue him?
Well, in the previews, they had Carly looking at Jack on top of the building with Benjamin Franklin.
Over a
So she
weekend.
saw Benjamin Franklin too?
Well,
Like,
we're going to
they had
find
it
out
on,
on
it was
Monday.
like a big, news media deal where it was on TV and they were like, Benjamin Franklin and random man on top of the building. And Carly
Oh
saw it and
my
opened it.
Lord,
And she
jump
was
the
like,
shark.
yeah, jumped the shark hardcore. And Carly was like, what the hell is going on? I was like, oh, that's how Jack gonna get down, Carly.
They said when they interviewed Michael Park with TV Guide magazine, Carly, it sounds as though instead of Jack being the rescuer, Carly's gonna be the rescuer and he's gonna be the rescuee. That's sort of like a they're not gonna according to Galkman, they're not gonna do the whole traditional Jack rescues Carly and all that jazz, like how they usually have their song and dance. So this is gonna be it's gonna kind of be interesting to see Carly start to finally ho check Jack for some dirty dealings, because you know them Snyder boys are so
Oh, yes,
sanctimonious.
they are. Now,
Oh.
I have two last things that I want to ask you about, Mel. First of all, what do you think of Liberty finding out about Jack's drinking? Because obviously that is going to play into things more once Jack returns to Oakdale. But also, what did you think of Meg this last week? There was something there too. So, drinking and Meg.
Okay, loved Liberty finding out about Jack being, I guess, buzzed when he shot Brad because she was pissed off. She was like, hold the hell on. You telling me he went and shot into a building almost blind, basically, and he was drunk, and then my daddy died? Oh, hell to the no. She was too through with Jack after that. And I love how she's just being snarky every time somebody mentioned Jack. She'd be like, drunk ass mother. But it's awesome. It's awesome. I love it, love it, love it. And then Meg, well, y'all, I admit it. I am liking Meg these days because the bitch is back. She is scheming for Damien, but it's just so soapy and evil, and I just love it.
I find it so funny that Meg is scheming for Damien when Paul used to do the same thing with her. Paul, you're crazy, but you're doing the same thing. Paul should just walk up with a bag of Cheetos and be like, bitch, you're crazy. You know, he should just
But
fall out.
the thing is, when Paul was doing it, it got so old because Paul had done it with everybody.
Well,
This
yeah.
is a character development overhaul improvement that we're
Well,
talking
I
about.
know that's how Meg used to be.
No,
She
it's
used
not.
to be. Well, okay,
Meg,
since her return, let's put it that
yeah.
way then.
Meg used to be a little schemer
Yeah.
back in the game. So they're finally, hello, they're finally paying attention to history. Once again, I'm going to say it until the cows come home. You shouldn't have to go back to your core basics because you get a little threat of cancellation, you know? That's the rumor mill that's we've been saying that's for a while that's been running out there, but it shouldn't be a situation where they threaten to, out your world, yes, pun intended, in order for you to get it together. So They need to get a little bit more things back to basics, and then this will be a ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and finally, the other big news of the week was, as the world turns, is matching General Hospital's James Franco with the casting of, wait for it, supermodel Paulina Porizkova.
I don't think that's a match in there, Luke.
Yeah.
Well, I was being ironic.
No, you not. You on that tree limb by yourself.
I was being sarcastic. If people can't tell by now when I'm being sarcastic. Mel, what do you think?
Well, she ain't James Franco. I'll put it to you like that. It's not enough to be like, ooh, James Franco going to General Hospital?
And Paulina Porizkova is going to As the World Turns.
Who? Exactly. Like, that's what
I didn't even know about her. And apparently she was on America's Next Top Model, but I never watched that show.
Maybe I'm not up and up on what I need to be on.
Exactly.
But, you know, she's coming on with Simon, and I love me some Simon. So we'll see how it goes.
But here's my problem. Simon introduced the wonderful character of Vienna, who I know some people who are on this podcast don't like her. But I loved her with Simon when they introduced her, and I've liked Vienna with Henry. So it's like, now Simon's coming back, and of course he's bringing yet another character. Why couldn't they just have had him share some scenes with Vienna now that Simon's going to be back?
Maybe she's going to, like, you know, when he's bringing her back, maybe she's, like, ushering him on. Who knows? I mean, they say she's tied to Simon, so maybe it's a situation where, I don't know, she holding Simon captive and he's her love slave or something. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, they're getting jiggy with it. Mel,
oh, Jesus. Oh. Lord.
No.
The merciful Jesus.
No.
Jillian, what did you think this last week of Billy taking it to the Newmans with Restless Style?
I like it because it's about, because Jack is too much of a smug bastard and he's too much of a punk not to do it. That used to be Jack's job. Mm-hmm. And now Billy's, I wouldn't say Billy's taken over, but Billy is just amping it up more and he's just going balls to the wall. When, you know, everybody, you know, we've said it before and, you know, I have to apologize for saying this. Billy is not the new Jack. Billy is just Billy. He is just a fiery Abbott, I should say. You know, I wouldn't say, you know, saying that he's another Jack means that he's replacing Jack and he's replacing Peter Bergman. I don't want to, you know, I joke about that, you know, because Billy Miller brings the thunder with stuff. So, you know, I don't want to take away from Peter Bergman, like, you know, they putting him out to pasture. But I like the fact that Billy is taking them all to task, because when Jack used to do it, Jack always, if you notice, Mel, you know, you've been watching it long as me.
Mm-hmm.
When they would do it, and you know, you can yay or nay it. When when Jack would go, you know, plot and scheme against Victor, didn't it seem as though Jack was doing it on the sly so Victor didn't know it was him? And then he would make his announcement that he is going up against Victor, or only until his scheme blew up. It would be, you know, they would, Victor, people would know, but it wasn't really announced, so to speak, because Jack always had a wingman when he'd go up against Victor. It was Brad, he and Brad were
and
going
Michael.
Up against Victor. Michael, you know, wasn't he involved when Nick dimed him out to the.
Yeah, I think so.
I think Nick was involved.
The FBI or something.
Yeah, when he, not the FBI, the.
SEC?
Was it the FCC? I don't know.
It was something. I remember the story.
Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, when Nick dimed him out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always been Jack and somebody. And when he was with, you know, teamed up with Adam, he made sure that no one knew it was him. So, you know, his hands were dirty. At least Billy is letting people know, I am mad at the son of a bitch for causing my niece to be killed. And I don't care who knows it, but everybody's going to know it. So I like the fact that Billy is just letting everybody know, yeah, I did it, and what? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just letting people know, just because Victor donates money or patrons your shop don't mean that he's really, you know, a nice guy, that he's a scheming bastard.
Well, what do you guys think of the fact that Victoria, Amelia seemed to step it up again a little bit this week? A little, mind you, just
Where?
A little.
Luke? No.
What do you think of this Billy-Victoria-Nicholas dynamic? with
I don't.
versus
It is
the
not a fair fight because Billy is going. I said it last week. Look, this is not a slam against Joshua Marl. So before people can't believe you said that, this is not a slam against him. This is a slam against the character of Nick. And some people don't know how to separate the character and the actor from each other. I do. Nick has always been, we've said it before, Nick has been his mother's child with a soft heart, even though we know Nikki can get down and dirty too. And Victoria's been her father's child. Nick against Billy is not going to happen because Billy has more of his mother in him than he does his father. He is his mother's child with how he can be scheming and conniving and manipulative. So this is not going to be a fair fight. This is not going to be a fair fight if they go head to head against each other. It's not. They should have had, you know, I always thought that they either should have had Billy versus Adam or Billy and Adam teaming up to take down Jack. No, not like Jack. Take down Victor. To take down I like Victor. Billy and Adam taking down Victor. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Because they are both like that degree of evil
exactly.
to pull it off.
Or
oh,
they
like
could have had, or, you know, before they killed her off, they could have had Colleen and Adam teaming up. And that could have been maybe a little, you know, maybe a little romance there instead of him. Ugh, I don't like the whole shit. It's not a slam against the actor, but I'm not feeling this whole Sharon and Adam thing. Yes, we all know that in certain circumstances, like on Another World, Carl and Rachel got together and he tried to kill her and her family like 27 million times. But this is so different than that.
Well, and I wanted to ask you guys, this last week, Catherine decided that she's going to try and do a public offering. Now, I did not watch this personally, but Jillian and Jamie have told me on several occasions that it was John Abbott's taking Jabot public that got that in the family that allowed Victor to take it away from him at some point. So, could things be repeating themselves? Will Catherine taking this public put Chancellor Industries in jeopardy? We have Jill, who is supposedly going to be getting some stock, and from the sounds of it, Catherine's also doing this for Neil. Apparently, Neil is going in has worked for Catherine less amount of time than Victor, but he's already being treated better by Catherine in that short amount of time.
I
but
like that.
You have... You have Jack sniffing around, and he basically told Ashley that there's going to be an IPO, and Ashley doesn't want to take and team up with Jack, but it ended this last week with her calling and saying, I want you to find out what's going on and start buying up shares.
I like that because, I'm sorry, like, you know, Jack, they've always, if you notice the history too, Mel, and, you know, the loot sprinkled into. If you watch the history of The Young and the Restless, Jack has always been the brains behind thing. You always had to toe Jack's line. It was always toe the company line with Jack. Now Billy is fed up with doing it and is doing it his own way, and so is Ashley, because doing it Jack's way gets a lot of people hurt. Or Jack likes to throw that damn weight around. So Ashley's like, I'm not listening to none of y'all men no more. I'm doing it my way.
Well, and I want to know exactly how much money Ashley has, because
Ashley is an
Abbott.
I know, but like, okay, I was always under the impression that the Abbotts were really wealthy. Wasn't John Abbott worth like $250 million or something like that?
That is Remember? John Abbott.
I know, but like what I'm saying is he gave stock to his children, and then when he passed away, there was that whole thing. So I was like, okay, how much are these kids worth? Because if Billy had to borrow money from Ashley, does that mean he squandered tens
no.
of millions of
break
dollars?
Break it down for him, Jillian.
Yes, this
okay.
is what I was trying to figure out. How much money
break
do these
down.
People have?
Billy has a trust fund. Jack is in charge of the trust fund. Billy went to Jack to get the money from the trust fund, and Jack said no. So he went to Ashley. Ashley is an Abbott heiress, and Ashley's also been married to Victor 17,000 times too. But when she keeps getting divorced from Victor, Victor pays you out heavily when you divorce him. That's number one. She's also, look at all the things that she's done with Forrester. Look at all the things she's done with Jabot, with Newman. Ashley, they're not.
Ashley is a chemist.
She's a chemist. So
and you don't, you wouldn't ever know that from watching it today, but Ashley is a chemist, and she created Something big, I forget.
She
But
created the glow cream when
yeah, that
Dora
was it.
screwed it up. So Ashley's been a chemist. Jack has sit on the board. He's been at Newman too. So
So
they
just to
all have.
clarify, they've never ever said how much money, like, because
No, they've
we
never
know like
said.
Catherine and Victor are supposedly billionaires, but we've or Catherine is, I'm not, I don't remember Victor, but we don't know how much.
Victor's a billionaire too.
Yeah.
They've said Victor's a billionaire too. We
Okay.
don't know how much money the Abbotts have, but they have money outside of John because they've made their own mark on things. So
Well,
it ain't.
when I was trying to figure out when Jack offered to buy back Jabot, when that was his first like hunch that Catherine was up to something, and he offered it, it's like, okay, last time Catherine got Jabot for $125 million on the cheap. So if Jack's wanting to buy it back, that means he's got to have at least double that. So it's
He
like.
probably, yes, because you also forget Mick paid him out to get a Restless Style. You're forgetting all
True,
those beats.
true.
Like, well, see, Lion, I think we forgot all them beats, but we remember in case they try to pull a fast one on one of us.
And
But yeah.
didn't Jack tell Catherine he wanted to buy Jabot back because he knows she needs to raise a lot of money to take the company public?
Well, no, you
Right?
raise money by taking it public. You don't have to raise money to take it public.
Ah, okay, I got it.
Score one for Luke
Oh,
Carlo.
I do know
I don't
something
know.
about stocks.
Oh, go
I don't
ahead.
know
That's a
shit
sit
about
behind the high.
stocks.
That's a, honey, I don't either, but that's a sit behind the high five for Luke.
Okay, virtual high five, Jillian.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, we're gonna go from virtual high fives to a very sad, touching, poignant moment. What did you guys think of Lily and Kane in the hospital this week, Mel?
Okay. Say I have a black heart. Say I'm un I don't have no feelings, but you know what? This is a soap opera and she's a fictional character. I'm sorry. I didn't care not one bit that Lily almost died in the hospital of cancer because I still think that Lily and Kane don't have any chemistry and they are as boring as dishwater.
And now,
Dull as dishwater.
except
So,
when he was
and
trying to
now
get
they're
that
having the other
movie.
most boring character as a surrogate.
Ooh, yes!
Oh,
Yes!
and it's just like,
Yes!
oh, could it get any more boring? Could it get worse? I wasn't feeling anything in the hospital. I don't know. I'm just like, why couldn't Lily just die a little bit?
Ooh, no,
Maybe if she have a
stop!
flat line and then she could come back or something. I'm sorry. I wasn't
Don't have
feeling
black
it.
people on that show as it is now. I mean,
Does
you
Lily
saw, you
count?
see. I'm not even going there with you, but look at here. I mean, it's the first of the month, and who do we see on there? Devon, Neil, and Roxanne. I just want one of them to just. You should just. I said it on Twitter. They should just bump first of the month. You should just hear Catherine. It's the first of the month. I would not hear Catherine say that. Come on now. I'm like. I'm gonna call Miss Bell out. She ain't Auntie Riri no more. I'm gonna call Miss Bell out every time because I'm like, watch. They're gonna try to switch it up. They're gonna see Devon, Neil, and Roxanne.
Olivia?
No. Olivia, been
They come
gone.
back.
Well, you never know. She pops
They're
up
gonna
at the
have
most interesting times.
them on the 15th and the 30th to try to switch it up. Be like, ha-ha, we gotcha. No, I got you. They always got them on out of nowhere, they just throw them on because they don't know what the hell to do with them. I don't know. Why don't you write for them? Why don't you let that boy go to Bold and the Beautiful? You need to tell Brad Bell, look, I'll give you him. Since I've been stealing something, since we've been playing this you steal, I steal, we all steal for show steal thing, you need to steal him. Steal him away, Brad Bell. Steal him away because he's wasting away. He's wasting away. Like, they missed the ball. They dropped the ball because I don't know about you. I liked it when he was in their orbit when Chloe was in Kane and Lily's orbit doing her shit. It was kind of a little hot when she kissed Devon, and Devon's like, "What the hell? You know you was a crazy ass." It was a little bit. That was kind of hot. I wish they had played upon that a little bit more. I wish Devon would have had some feelings for her and be like, "You know how Devon
For
do when he get
Chloe?
mad? Why not?
No, I'm
Yeah,
no, I just like I
yeah."
don't remember the scene of her kissing him, so I was just trying to remember.
I remember.
Okay, remix time for Luke. When Devon called her out of trying to go after Kane, she tried to think fast. She was like, "No, I'm not. I'm trying to go after you, silly." And he was like, "What?" And she kissed him, and he was like, "What the hell?"
Okay, because I remember her call him calling her out. I just don't remember the kiss.
Yeah,
Okay.
she kissed him and to try to throw things off, and he was like, "You damn crazy!" And she's like, "No, I'm crazy for you." They missed the boat with that. That could have been hot. That could have been hot. Him and also in a triangle, it could have been her, a reasonable Mac, Devon and Billy all in a triangle or a
Well,
square.
now she's with Chance, who got stabbed, Mel.
Stop! Thank you, Jillian. I'm sorry. I love John Driscoll. I do, but he is just not doing it for me as Chance. And when all of a sudden he just ran up and got done up, I was just like, why did you do that? That was a fool move. You just, oh, Lord.
Stop
You
in the
know
name of the law. Sorry.
what? That's
You know
what
what?
he did, basically. You know what? I chalk that up to why we were so excited for John Driscoll. This is what I'm chalking it up to. Well, at least for me. I think I was excited for him. I really did. Y'all know I didn't really watch God and Light. I had gone on a sabbatical because they got crazy and I started watching it again. I think it was a situation where everybody was sad about Coop dying, and I think everybody was also happy that John Driscoll
Escape
was one of,
PPAC.
yes, that he
You
broke out
got
of
out of
PPAC.
stack.
He broke out of the PPAC jail and was like, I'm out. And everybody was happy that he went on a show that would utilize his talents, but they once again they made him a dull character. That big old strapping Sequoia is a virgin. And playing possum with Chloe, they don't have any
But
backstory
you
on
know, but
anything. And
they,
he was
but
in the
okay.
army.
Okay, I will be defend them a little bit because if they keep Trisha Cast around and put pit Chloe versus Nina over him, if they do it right, the mother versus his love interest could be really good. It could be
No,
very
I
it
mean.
could very, be very Stephanie Ridge and Taylor-esque.
No, I wouldn't. No, because that's crazy. She want to get with Ridge.
Well, okay, I'm
No.
not saying that, but I'm just saying there's
No,
been
I
lots
get
of
what you
good
mean.
mileage on B&B out of Stephanie versus the women
No.
who Ridge is in love with. And I think that Trisha Cast versus Elizabeth Hendrickson would be fantastic.
I think the right, this is my, I think they're probably going the route of, Y&R likes to do the remix. I think it's a situation where Y&R is going to, and, they're going to play up with history. They've been doing it. Jill did not like Nina because she thought Nina was a gold digging hoe. Nina doesn't like Chloe because she's a gold digging hoe. That's what they're doing with that. But it's just like, I like the fact, I got to give kudos to them when he went off on Phillips behind and he mentioned Ryan when he was like, Ryan was my father. I like that. I was like, ooh, thank you, Jesus. But I also would have liked them to. I hope they dig into it more and say, okay, this is the reason why he's a virgin and he's so skittish on love and I want to save myself is because the guy who raised me was a hoe bag and he played my mama and my mama tricked my daddy into marriage and I always had to hear it from my grandmother, so that's why I'm a little uneasy about being with women because of the chancellor name and because my stepfather, who I thought was, a father figure to me, didn't say, they missing some beats and I wish they would play upon that because ain't no, I mean, yes, we know that people can be, but that fine ass boy and Chloe just throwing herself at him and you mean he's like, no, Chloe, I can't. Let's go bob for apples. What is that? What is that? Let's go to the Sadie Hawkins dance. I'm like, what is this? What is that? What is that? But yeah, John Driscoll, they need to pep him up some because he's coming off so Dudley Do Right, so boring. That's why when Chance got knifed, I was like, go ahead and get knifed. Maybe he'll come back
Well,
with a
this will be the
perfect
moment that
fix.
allows him to realize that he's really in love with Chloe.
We
Mel.
all know he's in love with Chloe.
Well, but he's
You
going to
must
accept
think
her for what she is, and he's going to take and
he
not
had.
put any more barriers up between them. You know that's where this is headed.
Well, she already explained. No, this is going for Chloe to admit she has feelings for him, Luke. She
Well,
he
she did this
already.
last week when she said, I was being honest with you and I'm trying to do the right
That's on. That's the only th she's honest about the Billy thing. She's not
thing.
honest about. She's finally gonna admit I have feelings for you. She was honest with I got rid of Billy. I'm over Billy. That's the
Okay.
only thing she's honest with. Everybody knows Chance have feelings for that girl. Hell, Adam could see that Adam's ass is blind. Shit.
Mel, did you have any comments on Chance before we move on to Days of Our Lives?
Nope. Is that all I
Okay.
got to say?
Let's talk Days of Our Lives. This last week, Carly and Hope had it out. What did you guys think? Mel?
Oh, it was good. good. It was good. It was good. I like how Hope rolled up into her room to see who this mysterious visitor Bo was hiding. She was like, "Who is this heifer?" And we see it's Carly. It's like, oh, it's fixing to go down right now. And Hope didn't even know who that was because Hope wasn't on when Bo and Carly had that thing.
But yeah, and see, yeah. Days, days.
It was
Days.
good though because Hope
Yeah.
was just like, "Oh, you Carly Manning. Oh, you was this heifer that was engaged to my beau.
See,
Okay,
you
you
mean to
got to
tell me?
go."
See, this is where I am like, days, days, days. You mean to tell me in the span of 16 years since she's been gone, Hope never knew from nobody in that town, apparently,
Or
that
pictures.
no, I don't mean that. I mean, nobody in this town ever mentioned to her, "Oh yeah, you know Bo was gonna marry that Carly Manning child, but she just left him high and dry." I hate it. Jamie's mentioned that he hate that James Riley wrote it to the fact that he says, "Oh, Billy got Bo over Hope dying." It was Carly that got Bo over Hope, quote unquote, dying. Jamie's forever mentioned that. He's like, "It was my Katarina." I'm like, "Yeah, I know, Jamie. I know, baby. I know." Because I don't like that. And I don't like the fact that, Victor's the one that dimed her out. Victor and Carly, Jamie says they became friends. I call it they came to a mutual understanding after the shenanigans that Victor pulled, that they were cool. They came to a mutual understanding, in
It
my
was it
opinion.
mutual assured destruction?
I wouldn't say that. Are you trying to be funny again? Stop it.
I
I'm
try. I gotta try.
Stop.
Before you hurt yourself.
Yeah, stop right there. But no, I think it's a situation where they came to a mutual understanding, like, "Yeah, you tried to kill me, and yes, I am running off with your son. You don't mess with me, I don't mess with you, and we see each other, hi, 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 and whatever." But now all of a sudden, Victor's all bloodthirsty for revenge. They're rewriting history again, and I don't like that. I don't like that. I told y'all before, they better not ruin this, and it's starting to get that way. Meanwhile, I did like when Carly had that little dream of Lawrence. I don't know
Lawrence?
about
Oh,
y'all,
that was
but I.
good.
Damn,
Ooh.
I forgot to give it to Michael Sabatino. Michael Sabatino scared the shit out of me when he came out of nowhere and was like,
Yeah.
pulled out that big ass knife and was like, "Didn't I tell you if I caught you with another man?" I was like, "Oh my God." I was like, "Lawrence lost his marbles." It was good. That was
And
good
then
soap there.
Bo runs up and Lawrence knifes him. She's like, "No." I'm like,
When he's like,
"Huh?"
"Oh yeah, Bo, I figured it was you." Click. I'm like, "Oh damn."
It was
That was
good.
good soap. But yeah, we get on Y&R and we get on all the other soaps for rewriting history's days. Watch your step now. If Dino came out of that shoe closet or wherever she's at, put her back in because you're rewriting history and I'm not feeling that.
Okay, Mel, what do you think of the fact that Rafe is back and he reunites with Sammy, and the first thing they do is get it on the couch, or
Oh,
almost the first
Lord,
thing
they
they
had
do?
on. Oh, Jesus. What? You
Sammy
didn't
and Rafe are
mind?
sexy as hell. And
You
Rafe,
didn't
who
mind?
hell
You
to
didn't
the no, they were
grab
hot.
your pearls and say, "Oh my word."
Better give me some popcorn and a Dr. Pepper. What am trying to see the show?
Now,
Oh.
there's the title of the podcast, Popcorn and Dr. Pepper.
They was, ooh, yeah, they were hot. I like it. And then it has other meanings because Rafe was the one that knows that Sydney is really Sammy's baby with EJ. And he's like, "You know what? So what if she leaves me for EJ? She needs to know the truth. She needs to know that's her baby." And then at the end, Friday was kind of a little bit cliffhangery because Nicole knows that Rafe knows what's going on. And Sammy was like, "Oh yeah, just keep it a secret, but Rafe's back." And Nicole's face was like, "Oh hell,
No.
Rafe is
Sammy
back.
talk too much.
Damn."
Shut your
Well,
juicy mouth up,
to be
Sammy.
fair, this is going back to something that JB's talked about before, where it used to be where people would be talking to themselves out loud with their back turned, and so people would overhear everything. It's not uncommon on for days of our lives for people to reveal way too much, whether
But
intentionally
Sammy
or unintentionally.
Brady, though. Sammy
Yes.
Brady is the queen of secrets. She keep everything under the vest. I doubt her own parents know her date of birth because she keep everything under the vest. That is Sammy Sam's a the gene. She does not divulge nothing.
Speak.
So
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
like, what are you? No, I was just gonna say, what are y'all? Again, y'all are rewriting things. Sammy plays everything close to the vest. I don't care that her and Nicole are now ace booms. Well, not for long soon, but Sammy would never ever divulge nothing like that. It's crazy.
She was excited. See, she got that good from Rafe.
Oh,
She didn't know what to do with herself.
I
And she was like, oh, Lord, Rafe is back. I got to tell everybody.
I guess so. So I'll you know what? Okay, Daze, I'll give you some. I'll ease up with that.
She just got that good. She
Now,
to...
speaking of honesty, though, I have to ask, Ariana this last week, in addition to breaking up with Brady yet again, I had not heard until this week, maybe I was wrong, but or maybe I just was snoring at listening to Roman talk on previous occasions, but I had not realized that she was on Undercover, but we learned that. Well, I learned that this week. I hadn't seen it before, but what do you think?
That was a funny one, Luke.
That was a good one. Maybe I was snoring when Roman was talking as usual, but okay, that was a good one, Luke. Well, yes, she is. She's undercover. I think I missed it because I kind of really don't pay attention to that storyline. But I was like, oh, she undercover. Well, why don't you just tell Brady you undercover so you can keep getting your good? Because it was good how Victor told Brady, he was like, your girl is a drug dealer. And he was like, no, she's not. No, no, no. Wine. I'm like, should have just.
I think maybe, you know, she hasn't said anything. Maybe she was trying to build a case on Victor's ass. And she has a mega case. But we all know Victor K going to get out of that. He's like the Teflon Don. Victor K get out of a lot of things these days.
And do we know if Rafe knows? Like, this is another thing that I haven't figured out. A, do we know that Rafe knows his sister is an undercover cop who's pretending to be a drug dealer? Because Roman said no one needs to know about this for Brady. And it was like, okay, Ariana was introduced as another character, and maybe I missed the scenes once again, but I don't remember them ever discussing or talking shop.
Well, maybe it's a situation where, you know, Rafe knows, but is keeping it close to the vest, or he doesn't know because even though he was, you know, FBI, FBI don't really tell the police everything they do. You know what I'm saying?
And vice versa. That's true.
Maybe unless they have to work jointly together. So I don't know. You know, I missed the part where Sammy was, you know, 1 minute Sammy, I need a job. Next minute, she come out of her closet with like
50 grand.
Grand. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, before we wrap up Days of Our Lives, what did you guys think of Vivian this week? She's a coming for her.
She didn't have much this week, did she?
She laid on a couch and said, I'm going to Salem, basically.
Oh, we know what that means. Get that ground ready, Yvonne. But they don't have Yvonne. Where's Yvonne, man?
I know. I've heard more people comment about the fact that they want him back. It's not
because that is Vivian's road dog. If you thought that Bart and no, if you thought Ralph was Stefano's sidekick.
I miss Rolf.
Oh, I miss Rolf, and I miss Yvonne. Yvonne always, Madame, I don't think you should do this. Oh, Yvonne, you do as I say. Yes, Madame. I miss Yvonne. I miss him.
Bring it back. Final topic real quick. P&G canceled Guiding Light, the longest-running soap in television, and decided to introduce itself a new web soap called Brighton Bay. Reactions, Mel.
Okay, I had heard rumors about this web soap, but I didn't believe them. Maybe I should start. My big thing is that Cameron Matheson is going to be on it, right?
Yes, he is.
How interesting, a P&G soap is featuring ABC actors. That's what I think about that. I mean, they canceled Guiding Light for a web soap. It's cheaper.
Well, and it actually helps to pimp their... helps to pimp their product. I wonder why they couldn't do that with Guiding Light. Jillian, what do you think?
Ooh, look at you. Score one for Kerr. I don't have any thoughts of it because I'm just a little disappointed that instead of trying to save the oldest dame in the game where you could have made some agreements to pimp some, you know, we talked about advertising in shows last week when we were off the podcast. If you do it subtly, it can go a long way. If you do it, overdo it, like they do when they have to pimp something, you know, it sucks. It just becomes too much. So they could have done this without Guiding Light. They could have done this with Guiding Light. They didn't have to gut it like they did like some fish. But I guess
it's like they didn't want to. They weren't.
It's
trying.
Like they didn't. Right. They didn't want to. They weren't trying. And it's as if P&G's trying to usher in a new wave of soap watching, and that's, you know, through on the web because it's cheaper
and a much smaller cast. Final thoughts, Mel.
Oh, final thoughts. I don't know. I'm happy that Mar West is back on As Well Turns, and my Carly, the real Carly, has returned. And I can't wait for days next week, because I believe next week Sam is supposed to find out that Nicole is a dirty liar. So Ooh. That should be good.
You know, it's Samantha
good,
G.
Good.
I am so you just had me speechless there. Stop.
I'm trying.
No, that that was just like, oh my god, Luke. That was like Luke speechless in a good way. But yeah. Samantha Jean is gonna beat her like a stepchild. My final thought is it's the first of the buzz. Get up. Wake up. I'm like, look who's on TV, and they were on for how many days? I'm like, wow, look at here. Mm-hmm. Look, Maria Bell, if you don't want us to call you out, Maria Bell and Scott Hamner, if you don't want us to call you out, you need to utilize them. Yes, we finally see that y'all are back in boardrooms and back in business, but come on now. I mean, Neil, how long has Rue been dead for? How long has Rue been dead for, guys?
A minute.
Too long.
It's been a minute.
You know, how long has Tyra been gone and all that other stuff? We need to find a real woman for Neil.
Not long enough.
We need to find a real woman for Neil, and we need to put Devon
Nina.
In. Fine. Oh, yeah, man. They would kill it. Oh,
she's got more hood than Lily. Okay.
Oh, yes, she do. Yes, she do.
And Luke is just on it today.
You are a fire, boy. Woo! Look at you.
My final thought is...
Wow, wait a minute. Are you Jamie imitating Luke? Are you doing your Luke skin? Is that you, Jamie?
Jamie?
Is that you imitating
you
Luke?
You two quit it.
Luke is on it today, boy.
I'm serious. Like, they need to, like, utilize... No, before you go to your final thought, seriously, they need to utilize Brighton James, because he's woefully underrated. Like, he's woefully underused. I mean, he won an Emmy for you guys. I mean, damn. I mean, we know the Emmys, you know, we know people clown the Emmys, but come on, you always put him up for that award. Utilize the damn boy. It's ridiculous. I mean, if you're punishing him for speaking out about not being in a role with, you know, being on screen with Lily and Co., you know, you shouldn't penalize him, because you have Eric Braeden talking crazy all the time and y'all bent over backwards for him. I think if they paired him up with someone, or you, please use Tatiana Ali. Damn.
Okay, no, I'm mad about that, because she walked in on him having sex with his auntie, and this heifer is taking him back. Oh, hell no.
Okay, I need to get to my final thought here.
No, we have to say it, Luke. You got two sisters on this podcast. Ain't no sister gonna take him.
Yeah, you all my
never,
sisters.
Never, ever in. No.
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 No, no, no. Ain't no sister gonna take him back. They gonna take his ass out back and whoop that ass.
So when she was all lovey-dovey with him this week, when she took him back, oh, hell no.
I was like, well, I wanted her. I'm like, you know, I told Jamie, I'm like, well, maybe they don't want it to be like, oh my god, we don't want them to be like stereotypical. I would have charged that one. I would have been like, I'll give you a freebie with that if we had seen Roxanne get crazy and bust Tyra upside that dome and just slap the daylights out of Devon. You know, he coming in crimson lights talking to Neil. Yo, man, why you got a black? Why you got them shades on? It's Roxy, man. Mm. Roxy found out about me and Tyra. What'd she do? She went upside my face. Look.
And she busted the windows out my car. Like, I would buy that. But now, none of that happened. So me and Roxy didn't fell out.
Okay. Well, my final thought is that we would like to wish Jordan Clark a speedy recovery after suffering a mild stroke. We hope he recovers quickly, and we send him our best wishes. Where can they find you on Twitter, Jillian?
Get well, Jordan Clark. Y'all know how to get the kid on Twitter, Jillian Bow. Twitter.com/JillianBow. Let's have a Twitter partake. That's what we do.
And you'll have a SmackDown with people, too. like Smitty,
Yes.
who pissed you off.
Yeah, Smitty talk crazy. I'm on the Taylor train. I was like, oh no, Smitty, you are my Nicky Newman fan, but I'll cut you off.
Mel, do people talk crazy with you on Twitter?
For the most part, no. Because they already know what's up. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I do have to wish Jordan Clark a very, 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 very speedy recovery. Hope he gets well. Because I just saw him 2 weeks ago and he was fine. So that one hit me. It really did. But get well, definitely. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/MelodyAikels. MelodyAikels. Hit me up. We can shoot the breeze, do whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. I have fun with my peoples on Twitter. We have fun. Only when Smitty want to talk crazy, I got to get crazy back.
Well, and Daytime Confidential also has an official Twitter page. It's twitter.com/DCConfidential. My personal Twitter profile is twitter.com/Luke_Kerr. We would encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com.
No, it's not. Your Twitter page is twitter.com/VanillaSunshine. Loopy. Moonlighter. Luke is a moonlighter. But twitter.com/
Sunshine. That's
his
other job.
No, I do not have time. Do you have any idea how busy the site keeps me?
That's his other job.
At the Boom Boom Room.
Shoot us an email. Shoot us an email at podcast@daytimeconfidential.com and ignore this lunacy from my two sisters. Until next time, so long.
Loop me down at the Boom Boom Room. Y'all keep a lookout for that.
Just boom, 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 boom. That's it.